Well, as the impeachment hearings continue, a handful of Democrats will be in Atlanta trying to convince the American public that the country needs a new Democratic president. Tonight, MSNBC and The Washington Post will host the fifth Democratic debate at Tyler Perry Studios. 10 candidates will take the stage, and the pressure is on. We are less than 3 months away from the primaries. Joining us now from NPR is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
Okay, so the Democratic field has actually gotten bigger since the last debate, but there will actually be fewer candidates on stage compared to the last debate. Who will we hear from tonight?
Right. The field has gotten bigger, but the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is making the bar higher for who qualifies to be on the debate. So tonight we've got 10 people. We've got the top four candidates. That's Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. Then you've got the next tier, which is Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Kamala Harris. And then you've got the three, what you might call them, non-traditional candidates, Andrew Yang, Tom Steyer, billionaire, and Tulsi Gabbard, member of the House.
I see. I'm just thinking our attention is split. I mean, this is going to happen at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those who are watching the impeachment hearings will likely be fried. I know I probably will. Do you think these hearings will overshadow tonight's debate?
No, I think that there are people who care about impeachment. There are people who care about the debate. Obviously, there's some overlap between the two. But, you know, despite the impeachment hearings, the Democratic primary battle goes on, and there are a lot of things to watch for tonight. One is that Pete Buttigieg, who has climbed to the top of the polls in Iowa, and he even is leading a New Hampshire poll, he's going to be in the hot seat because he's the leader now. And he'll get a lot of questions about his credentials, the fact that he is the mayor of the fourth largest city in Indiana. Is that good enough experience? Elizabeth Warren, I think, could be hit from the left and right about her mandatory Medicare for All plan, which she put out a financing plan for, then kind of backed off from it. And then you're going to have another big theme tonight. As you said, this is at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. That means there's going to be some attention paid to the African-American vote, without which none of these people can win the nomination or, you could argue, the White House.
Let's talk a little bit more about that specifically. A new Gallup poll found 60% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters said they would prefer a candidate who has the best chance of beating Trump. And those polls have been so perplexing to me because don't the majority, if not all, voters actually want a candidate they think could win? What do you think the subtext is behind a winning
candidate?
Yes, but the
question is, would you vote for a candidate who agrees with you on all the issues or someone who has the best chance of beating Trump? That's what Democrats are doing this year. They're kind of voting with their head, not their heart. The problem for Democrats is, of course, they want someone who can beat Donald Trump because that's their first, second, and third priority. But they can't figure out who that person is. Polls show Joe Biden still on top in national polls of Democrats. Democrats like the idea of Joe Biden, but they're worried about his performance. Is he too old? He hasn't been able to raise any money. One of the questions about Biden is he's still at the top of the polls just because of name ID, or is he kind of like Donald Trump, that none of these problems matter? Then there's the question about Elizabeth Warren. She was climbing in the polls until she came out with her pay-fors for mandatory Medicare for All. And people thought, whoa, maybe she's too far to the left. Maybe a person who wants to take away private health insurance from 160 million people can't beat Donald Trump in a general election. So Democrats don't know what to think.
Yeah. You separated them by three tiers. Which candidates do you believe are hanging on by a string? Who will actually need to make an impression tonight to gain enough momentum for the next debate?
Well, every debate has higher and higher criteria. In other words, you have to prove that you're raising money from more people. You have to show that you're at a certain level in a certain number of polls. So I would say that Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar are the ones who really need to do well to stay in. I think that when you have billions of dollars like Tom Steyer, there are other ways that you can maintain your position. But I would say Klobuchar, Booker, and Harris are the ones who have to worry.
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.